Hey folks, been a while. This is Eric J. Stover speaking, aka Toad King, coming at you for a new episode of Foundation After Midnight Radio. I hope you all have been staying safe in this last containment breach of a year. I wrote the script back in 2020, and thankfully that's behind us now. A special thank you to my voicemail callers. Thank you for answering the call to call in from quarantine this last year. Be sure to stay tuned after the credits for one more special voicemail. Without further ado, let's get on with the show.
Hey, Skip, this is a junior researcher Fontaine calling from Site 27.9. I was just calling to say I greatly enjoy the show, and I'm super glad that the O5 is recognized and got you guys more funding. It made me super excited when I heard about it. I'm going to be really glad to hear from Skip every day. I mean, it's just, it is the highlight of my night at the end of my shift. It's great. Thank you guys so much. Love what you do. Keep it up. Ciao.
Thank you, Junior Researcher Fontaine. This is your host, DJ Skip, on 93. And you're listening to Foundation After Midnight Radio.
And this is DJ Twisted Toaster as your assistant radio co-host. And nothing is going to get in the way of tonight's broadcast as we get caught up and back on the air. Is that your ringtone?
Oh, sorry about that. I've been playing a lot of Among Us lately. Been so long since I've been on the air properly, I forgot to silence it. Now that that's taken care of, we're back. Unless a real containment breach alarm does go off.
Any station, we have multiple containment breaches. I knew installing that new security system was a bad idea, but no! They didn't want to listen! We're getting several reports of containment breaches, but which SCP broke out varies. We're in a deadlock here. Some girl went crazy. Steven is dead. I don't know what to do. I don't know what kind of dangers we're facing. We're overwhelmed with information here. Please send the MTFs to extract us immediately. I don't want to die. Not like this!
Hey, Skip. Are you sure we should be playing voicemails during all this? That one seemed rather distressed.
I mean, we wouldn't want to miss an important message that could be a piece of the puzzle to getting things back under containment, would we?
Hello? Hello, is anyone there? You've got to get me out of here. My name is Omar Minhaj. You've got to help me. I don't know what's going on. Every time I ask for answers, the guards just yell and beat me. Please, I'm begging you.
Hang up the phone.
Oh, gee.
Oh, I think that was D-Class 985. I met him the other day while he was working in the cafe. He's new here. Hey, good to hear from you, Omar. Thanks again for that extra muffin. Sorry if the guards are mishandling you. They might just be on edge with the containment breach going on. For his sake, I hope they don't have to get out the femur breaker for this one.
Skip, sir, please. DJ Skip. Let's take a break from the Doom broadcasting a moment and just sit still until help arrives.
Sorry, Andrew. DJ Twisted Toaster, I suppose you're right. We just need to sit tight for now.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, most of today's announcements and personnel updates will most likely be moot depending on the containment breach. At the very least, the schedule of things will be pushed back.
Well, I have an idea. Was waiting for later in the show to do this, but I was supposed to present you with this today. Here you go.
What? What's this now?
Go ahead and open it. It's from everyone at the site.
Aw, that... Andrew, this is wonderful. For our listeners, I've just opened up a little paper gift bag to find a coffee mug with my name on it that reads Foundation Personnel of the Month, DJ Skip. Aw.
We all agreed you deserved it this month. You know, since you were kidnapped, lost your hand, got rescued, had your hand replaced by an anomalous teddy bear with a heart of patchwork, and are finally getting back on the air now.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, everyone, for this. It is good to be back. Even if it's the most trying and tiring year, it's good to be back.
It's good to have you back, Skip.
Oh, and another voicemail came in.
No, wait, let's just...
Hey, DJ Skip. This is Senior Researcher Ethan, and I just wanted to give a huge shout-out to everyone here at the Anti-Mimetics Department, especially one of our newest acquisitions, Special Agent Donopoulos. And I wanted to call to... I've forgotten what I was going to call to talk to you. What number is this? I'm sorry, I have to go.
Huh. Well, that can't be a good sign.
The anti-mimetic department does seem to run the risk of wiping their own memories. Seems pretty common over in that department, from what I recall.
Well, that could mean we are facing another K-class scenario of some kind.
You mean, like an XK scenario?
Maybe. Andrew, get out the end-of-the-world scenario handbook. We're gonna need to look into this one a bit.
All right. We've got the comprehensive list of K-class scenarios list here in our emergency kit. It, has a disclaimer that these are descriptive, not prescriptive, and to please see your updated site manual for world-ending scenarios localized to your facility. 2020 edition.
We'll work with what we have.
So there's the AK class scenario, related to a mimetically spread behavior or madness.
That might explain the mimetic department.
CK class scenario, where reality is changed by a retrocausal altering of history.
Unlikely, as I still remember who the current president is.
A GK class scenario is where humans are endangered slash extinct, but Earth is still fit for habitation.
I mean, I don't feel especially endangered.
There's NK class scenarios, where self-replicating nanomachines malfunction and turn the whole world into goop.
That's a bit of a high sci-fi stretch, if you ask me.
Then we got SK class scenarios, where another species or civilization surpasses humanity as the dominant species.
Again, feeling pretty dominant right now, all things considered, so probably no new overlord species.
The list goes on, but those are the top five as far as possible apocalyptic endings to the world as we know it.
Well, maybe another voicemail can shed some light on it for us.
What clearance level is the security breach? Call me back.
Hey, caller, we're just as in the dark as you are. Obviously, when containment breaches happen, it's a site-wide emergency, and sometimes it's even a worldwide emergency. There is a certain point when general safety outweighs clearance level, though, except when clearance level outweighs general safety. Or, I guess, when general safety outweighs clearance level?
You mean, like, if it was dangerous to know there was a containment breach?
Yes! Maybe. I think that's what I meant.
Tarquin speaking. I seriously can't wait to get out once more. Being cooped up in here isn't exactly good for me. I think I might be losing track of time. Has it only been a couple of hours? Or perhaps even days? Is it day or night? Is it raining or is the sun out? Has the sky turned red while chanting of the sins of our fathers fill the air? I lost track of what's real and what isn't at this point. I mean, is the stapler even real? Or the gun in my drawer? What about the shadowy person in the corner of my office? Well, he's been here for quite some time, so he's probably real. I hadn't planned, you know. I had to have that fractured wrist of mine looked at. Or maybe it was a black spot growing on my neck. That and some other shit I can't even remember. It's enough to... Someone's calling.
Alright, that was even more unclear. We're gonna take a moment to hear from our sponsor and get back to the voicemail shortly.
Alright, I am coming at you today with some Jumbotron messages. This first one goes out to Special Agent Scuba Steve from Junior Field Agent Jackie. Happy belated birthday to Mobile Task Force MU4's very own Scuba Steve. Your hard work and dedication is deeply appreciated by all of us here at Site Redacted. Thank you for keeping the lights on, the internet running, and every little bug debugged. Most importantly, thank you for keeping our spirits high and our smiles wide. And a special thank you from Toad King Studios also goes out to Junior Field Agent Jackie. Thank you for all your support this last year. Now, we have another Jumbotron message from SCP Redacted. a member of MTF Redacted, for Dr. Sherman and Researcher Volgan. This reading was requested to be read by the anomalous radio host from episode 09, so I'll let him take it away.
Dear doctors, you took away my phone last week. I know it contained an incident of SCP-1471, but I really want it back. I'm giving you a chance to return it, or there will be a containment breach. This is not a threat, but a promise. Your move.
Listings for Jumbotron messages can be found on the Toad King Studios Etsy shop, along with all of our other cool SCP merchandise and gear. This includes patches, custom Personnel of the Month mugs, anomalous stickers, and various designs by yours truly. That's toadkingstudios.etsy.com. We're going to get back to the radio broadcast after we play the episode's featured music, Superstitious Foundation by CG5.
Introduce you to the world's most decorated zoo, for everything you wish was make-believe. Oh buddy, did you know you could shake hands with a demon? If you wanna take that test, so be it. You could lose your normal legs, so easy here. So let me give you a scenario, and don't you tell us all, it's only hypothetical. Let me give you a scenario. Don't you tell us all, it's only hypothetical.
It's only hypothetical.
Let me give you a scenario, but don't you go thinking it's real.
Imagine all your nightmares contained in a single glorified red format story where nothing ever gets old. Stretch jackets up and worn out.
Sublevel 4. And don't worry, I've got
personnel, please try to stay calm. Stay where you are. The security protocols are in place for a reason. Don't damage your surroundings or try to escape the area you are currently held in. You don't know what is on the other side of the blast doors and what you might be doing that might make things worse. The best thing we can do right now is to shelter where we are.
Yes, the best we can do is stay safe inside and not make things worse. Wait, Skip.
Man, that 420J really hits it. 420.
I don't know if getting anomalously high during a containment breach is the best idea.
The Containment Breach Guidebook recommends personnel maintain a level head and a clear mind, and discourages them from getting drunk off their ass or high out of their mind, and that even as the world possibly ends around them, they are urged to keep their wits about them.
Hey, Skip. Hope you're doing well. Have you ever seen the stars? I mean, like, really seen them. Light pollution makes it so you can only see the brightest stars when you're in a city. You have to go to the darkest points on the poles of the Earth to see the night sky as close as you can, at least to as it's meant to be seen. It's breathtaking when you can see the real thing. You can make out how the stars are arranged in the shape of our galaxy. But worse than being unable to see this beauty, the world we live in is so twisted because we'd rather blot out true beauty in the universe and look at life through a polluted lens. And I think the stars hate us for it.
On second thought, maybe pass the 420J to that guy.
Hey!
Seems like he might need it.
Let's go to the next voicemail. Right now.
Yeah, SCP-999 has escaped. I have him in a peanut butter jar, funny. Because it looks like peanut butter. If you want to pick him up, he'll be right there. Alright, bye.
Okay, so SCP-999 is allowed to roam the halls of the site. Usually. It has been shown to help with personnel morale. Not sure if anyone was assigned to watch it today while it was out.
You really should let it out of the peanut butter jar. I mean, it's not a threat, and it's been documented that in containment breaches, it only wants to help. Best to let the little tickle monster out of there so it can ooze around wherever it needs.
Hey, guys. This is Agent Garrus from the Abyss Gazers. I just visited the SCP in the break room that gave me an amazing cup of black tea, even though it, by all paperwork, appears to just be a perfectly normal coffee machine. Yet it has a QWERTY keyboard installed. Anyways, I just wanted to say it's great while I'm going through the armory here, cataloging and inventorying everything. So just listen to you guys and say thank you for doing what you're doing. Have a good one.
Glad someone is taking this containment breach seriously. Hopefully, once you're done with the armory, we can figure out what SCP breached containment. Get it recontained, and then we can get on with our night and on with the show. Feels like everybody's going crazy in here, and not in the usual cognito hazard sort of way. Humans just weren't meant to stay inside this long.
It's been like 20 minutes. Did you forget when they threw all the Keter-class SCPs into the sun, and then the anomalous aftermath of that made everyone have to stay inside for months?
Those were dark times, mainly because the sun went out, but also that was a tough one on everyone. Glad that's well behind us. Just got a regular old containment breach to deal with today. I think. I don't know, but I think, and I hope.
Hi, DJ Skip. I just wanted to say, welcome back. Yours is the voice we need in these uncertain times. Speaking of, I have to admit, I'm terrified with how fast this situation escalated. 1 minute, I'm enjoying a savory, foundation-provided sacrifice in my containment cell, when I realized the nice doctor didn't fully shut the door. Before I could catch up to her to explain the mishap, alarms started blaring, and the bulkheads began sealing, and the PA announces a containment breach. I've never been so scared in my life. A containment breach? In our facility? Anyway, I've been hiding in the ventilation ducts until this whole thing is sorted out. But I don't think I'm alone in here. I've been hearing a voice, a crazy, cackling woman, and the unmistakable shriek of a power drill. DJ Skip, I think I'm trapped in here with the anomaly. Please, send help.
DJ Skip, I think we got to the bottom of this containment breach, or situation.
Way ahead of you. Already calling this one in.
Hello, our site is currently experiencing a site-wide lockdown due to a containment breach. Please stay on the line and leave your message after the tone. Stay safe.
This has been Episode 11, Stay Where You Are, a Foundation After Midnight Radio, a podcast produced by Toad King Studios. Written by Toad King, aka Eric J. Stover. DJ Skip is voiced by Kyle Stover. Andrew is voiced by Paper Airship. The voice of the Anomalous Radio Show host was Alexander Stein. This episode's featured music was Superstitious Foundation by CG5. All reference material and their authors are credited in the space provided. Please check the description or the SCP FAM Radio Hub page on the SCP Wiki for the complete list of works referenced in this episode. Content relating to the SCP Foundation, including the SCP Foundation logo, is licensed under Creative Commons, Share Alike 3.0, and all concepts originate from the scpwiki.net. Thank you all for listening. Stay safe, stay tuned, stay where you are.
We are ready to send them a message, ma'am.
And this is a secure line, Commander?
Yes, ma'am.
Very, very good. I shall let you do the opening statements for our esteemed friends.
Thank you, ma'am. The following is a message. First off, congratulations. You have managed to stay away from my grasp for a while now. Oh, but don't worry. Our top scribes are already looking into your position as of now. The longer you play this message, the easier it will be for us to find you. Knowing you all, I expect you all to play this message to completion. You always did like a challenge.
Indeed they did. Though I do not expect them to reveal themselves now. They have much to lose if they were to show themselves to one of the O5s. Especially someone like me. Still, a challenge is what you asked for. A challenge is what you will have. Prepare, for the Foundation leaves nothing to chance. We are coming.
I would wish you good luck, but faced with overwhelming odds, I'd say luck is out of the equation. Pops out.